The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material, you can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross? The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
And I welcome you to Bob Burney Live. Thank you for joining me on a Thursday edition of the program. Thank you. Oh, my goodness, I got to turn the sound off on the TV in the studio. There we go. That's better. Well, I'm a little shaky today. I'm beginning to shake all over just uncontrollably. Why? Well, my computer is dying. Honestly, it's been dying for like 2 years. Seriously. 2 years, my hard drive has been dying, but then it would miraculously heal itself. It would get better, and then it would slow down and get all these warnings. And evidently, it finally is going to go to the great computer store in the sky. Well, at least the hard drive. So the computer belongs to the parent company, Salem. And they're going to swap out the hard drive. But I got to mail it in. They'll have it back to me on Monday. But tomorrow I will be all day and all weekend I will be without my computer. How am I going to survive? How am I going to live? I'll find a way. All right. That's... TMI, that is more than you need to know about me today, but I am delighted that you have chosen to tune in. Thank you so very, very much. My telephone number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. Well, here's an update. A couple of weeks ago, it was probably 3 weeks ago, I reported to you that the movie Unplanned, that's the movie that was a huge box office success here in America. It's the story of Abby Johnson, a former Planned Parenthood director who has been transformed into a very strong pro-life advocate. A very strong pro-life movie. Again, it exceeded all box office expectations here in America, but... it was blocked in Canada. Blocked. Wouldn't show it. Couldn't show it. Couldn't find any distributor that would take it. Too hot, too controversial. And so it looked like the movie Unplanned would be blocked, but no more. Here's the story. After a heated battle that included petitions and a national boycott, the controversial pro-life film Unplanned has finally landed a distribution deal in Canada. Quote, The response is excellent so far. There is a good demand for the movie, said Cinedicom. C-I-N-E-D-I-C-O-M. Cinedicom. President B.J. McKelvey. They have agreed to be the distributors across Canada, and they are hoping that it will open in as many as 200 theaters. Now, in Canada, that's a big deal. They are hoping that it will open in as many, at least 100, but they're hoping for upwards of 200 movie theaters. It will begin showing on July 12th. July 12th, unplanned, the movie will be shown in Canada. Good for them. Good for them. And then here's another update. We've been following what's been going on in Texas with Chick-fil-A. If you will remember, the San Antonio City Council said, we don't want Chick-fil-A in our airport because they're homophobic, bigoted, hate mongers. And of course, you and I know that none of that is true. And I've said this over and over and over again. To my knowledge, Chick-fil-A has never, ever had even one instance of someone filing a complaint about discrimination against LGBT or anybody else. They hire anyone. They serve anyone. But the CEO and the family that founded Chick-fil-A does adhere to biblical principles of marriage. And if you believe what Christians have believed for the last 2,000 years, you are a hate-mongering bigot. So San Antonio said, no, 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 you will not be at our airport. Buffalo, New York did the same. Well, Texas just passed SB 1978. This is not the technical term, but it has been called the Save Chick-fil-A Bill. And it was signed into law on Monday of this week by Texas Governor Greg Abbott. Quote, it will protect businesses from being discriminated against by government entities because of their membership in, affiliation with, or contribution, donation, or other support provided to a religious organization. You know, when we have the Constitution, when we have the First Amendment, isn't it weird, isn't it bizarre, isn't it crazy, isn't it insane that we have to have a law that protects businesses, quote, from being discriminated against by government entities because of their membership in, affiliation with, or contribution, donation, or other support provided to a religious organization. But in today's world, evidently it is necessary. Passed by both houses and signed into law by the governor. Obviously, not everybody is happy about it. The battle began in San Antonio. City Councilman Robert Trevino said he believes that excluding the Christian-affiliated chicken restaurant was the right call because we do not have room in our public facilities for a business with a legacy of anti-LGBTQ behavior. Now, I would love to have City Councilman Robert Trevino on the air so that he could tell us what this legacy of anti-LGBTQ behavior is. There isn't any. None. Zero, zip, zilch, nada. Let me repeat. I don't know of a single person that has ever accused the company of discrimination, bigotry. I don't know of a single Chick-fil-A franchise that has ever had a single complaint about bigotry or discrimination. Do the owners have personal religious beliefs? Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Texas State Representative Jessica Gonzalez, who is an openly gay woman, said this bill is a personal attack. You ready for this? At her. Say what? The Save Chick-fil-A bill? Yep. Texas State Representative Jessica Gonzalez says the bill is a personal attack at her. She said, I quote, "Of course this bill is aimed at me." Why? How? Another Texas State Representative, Celia Israel, who also is a Democrat, went as far as to say the law is all about hatred. By assuring a company that the owners can have religious beliefs? Yep. Well, First Liberty, most of you are familiar with First Liberty, a fine Christian civil liberties organization, are one of the organizations that supported this legislation. And they said the city's decision to ban Chick-fil-A was blatant illegal religious discrimination. We want to know just how deep the religious animosity runs with San Antonio's city government and so on and so forth. Anyway, it is now law in the state of Texas. You cannot prohibit a business from having religious convictions. Like I said, I thought the First Amendment of the Constitution took care of that. Not when there's a progressive liberal around. No. So good for them. Congratulations to Texas and the governor of Texas. SB 1978, the Save Chick-fil-A bill is law. Now, will the San Antonio City Council accept this and allow Chick-fil-A in their airport? That is yet to be seen. That's going to be fascinating to watch. All right, we've got a fascinating commercial break coming up. Oh, it's going to be fascinating. I hope you'll listen. Because, folks, listen, if our sponsors go away, this program goes away. It's important that you support those who support us. All right, we'll be right back.
This is Bob Burney Live.
I don't know about you, but the major reason, and I mean the major, major reason why I voted for Donald Trump was because of the judges. Supreme Court, so far, pretty pleased, although the latest judge has not really been tested yet. We will see. There are some important cases coming up, but certainly... Certainly better than any judge, Supreme Court justice that Hillary Clinton would have appointed. And there are hundreds, even thousands, of federal judges across America that will be up for vacancies, that will be up for appointment during Donald Trump's first term. He has already appointed hundreds and hundreds, and all I have heard, these are great conservative constitutionalist judges. I've heard that over and over and over and over again. That's exactly what Donald Trump promised, and that's what he has delivered. And again, if it were not for the judges, I probably wouldn't have voted for Donald Trump. I was not a fan of Donald Trump at all. But he has certainly kept his promise on life issues and on the judges. However, he was about to make a real mistake. And we got to expect that. Out of the hundreds and hundreds of judges that have been appointed, you got to figure that he's going to blow it on. Because he's getting advice from advisors. Obviously, Donald Trump does not know personally all these hundreds and hundreds of federal judges. He's relying on advisors. Well, somebody gave him bad advice. He nominated Michael Bogren to the District Court for the Western District of Michigan. The good news is he has just withdrawn his nomination because it was bad. It was a mistake. Why? Well, you may remember the story of Country Mill Farms in Lansing, Michigan from 2 years ago. Does that ring a bell? Country Mill Farms is a small family-owned farm. They grow vegetables and fruit and so forth. And for years, they have been taking their wares to the Lansing, Michigan City's farmers market. Been doing it for years. And that was a huge part of their yearly income. In addition, they sold donuts and apple cider, peaches and blueberries and, ooh, my wife would like this, candy apples. But the owner of Country Mill Farms, Stephen Tennis, had a Facebook account. And on the Facebook account, he had professed his religious belief about marriage. One man, one woman. Well, when the city of Lansing, Michigan found out, they told Stephen Tennis, you're out of the farmers market, the city's farmers market. You're out, you're bigoted, you're a homophobe, etc. Well, they went to court. Country Mills Farms went to court. Well, guess who defended the city? Michael Bogren, the judge that Donald Trump nominated for the District Court for the Western District of Michigan. Michael Bogren defended the city of Lansing. He said, well, okay, what's the big deal about that? Well, the big deal is in the court case, in a brief filed on behalf of the city, Bogren compared the Country Mill owner's beliefs, one man, one woman marriage, to the Ku Klux Klan. Said exactly the same. Oh, by the way, this family, they're Catholics. And they believe that marriage is between one man and one woman. Well, Judge Bogren compared their beliefs to the KKK. Now, he was challenged on that under confirmation hearing, and he said, I stand by those comparisons. From a legal perspective, there is no difference between those who believe marriage is one man, one woman, and the Ku Klux Klan. Yep, he called this family a bunch of discriminators and compared them to the KKK. Somehow, some way, Donald Trump's advisors suggested that the president appoint Michael Bogren. Well, a bunch of Republican senators loudly stood against the appointment. Ted Cruz of Texas, Josh Hawley of Missouri, Tom Tillis of North Carolina, all opposed Bogren's nomination. And today, Michael Bogren has withdrawn his nomination to the District Court for the Western District of Michigan. That is good news. I am sure that for the Trump administration, this was a, oops, how did this guy get through? That's the bad news. The good news is good people, solid Republicans, put up enough of a fuss and opposed him strongly enough that he realized that he could not be confirmed, and he has withdrawn his nomination. I would say that's a good illustration of checks and balances. So that's good news. But again, obviously, out of the hundreds and hundreds of judicial appointees, a couple of bad apples are going to get through. Fortunately, this one did not make it through to confirmation. Good news. And we'll be back with more good news.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.